All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Christmas came a little bit late this year for the New York Mets, and it was a big to-do over the past weekend when it was announced that Yoenis Cespedes would be returning to the Mets. Now, it happened late Friday night when the Mets and Cespedes came to an agreement on a three-year contract worth $75 million. He will receive over $27 million in the upcoming Major League Baseball season. And on top of that, he has the opportunity to opt out after this year. Now, of course, the Mets did acquire Cespedes just prior to the trade deadline last season, and he had a huge impact on the Mets. In just 57 games with the Metropolitans, Cespedes batted .287 with 17 home runs and 44 runs batted in, and he was a catalyst in helping the Mets not only win the National League East for the first time since 2006, but they made their first appearance in the World Series since 2000. Now, of course, Cespedes came into the offseason looking to get a long-term deal that he was unable to get from any team, and it came down to the Mets and their division rivals in the Washington Nationals in order to obtain his services for the upcoming season. The Nats offered Cespedes more years, but his heart was in New York. And I think this was a big move that had to be made for the New York Mets because basically when Cespedes joined this team last year, he took an offense that was basically last in almost every statistical category in the National League in offense and boosted them into being one of the better offenses in the game. And that's what the Mets really needed last year, and they need it once again this year. They need a cleanup hitter. And I have to give credit to the New York Mets front office because you look at it, and yes, the Mets made the World Series last year, and they lost a very heartbreaking series to the Kansas City Royals in five games. But you look at this Mets team, and everybody talks about their pitching staff and how they're ready to win right now. The Mets offense has to meet this pitching staff somewhere in the middle if the Mets are going to be a championship team. And I think this is a move right here that shows everybody that's affiliated with the Mets, their fan base, and the other teams around baseball that, you know what, we're all in this year for the World Series. You look at the veterans on this team and David Wright at third base and, of course, Curtis Granderson in right field. And you look at the defensive upgrades that were made for the Mets in their infield over the offseason. They bring in Neil Walker at second base. They bring in Asdrubal Cabrera to play shortstop. And now Mets manager Terry Collins can go back to doing the same thing that he did last season. You start the games off with Cespedes in center field. You have Michael Conforto start off as your left fielder. In late game situations in favor of defense, you move Cespedes over to left, and then you bring in Juan Lagares, a former National League Gold Glove Award winner, to play center field. So I think this move right now immediately catapults the Mets into being one of the World Series favorites for the upcoming season. And I mean, the sky is the limit for this guy as far as what he can do. But more importantly, it's important because Cespedes wanted to be in New York City. I mean, he had bounced around in several years in Major League Baseball with the Oakland Athletics, Boston Red Sox, and Detroit Tigers. But like the old saying goes, if you can make it in New York, you can make it anywhere. And once you do make it in New York, your star power goes to another level. So I think this was a very big move for the New York Mets. I did not see it coming. I really expected once the World Series ended that Cespedes would go someplace else. But the bottom line is this was a move that had to be made for the Mets. And now that it has been made, you have to take notice for this team as far as what they can do this season. So, folks, that's going to wrap it up. And I want to thank you once again for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. You can check me out on Twitter at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there's a Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check it out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. Once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.